which is the potential inherent in every single student. And then Robert Rosenthal comes and fools them in a sense, but fools them into seeing what has been there all along. Before Rosenthal came, they didn't see the children on the bus, so to speak. After that, they suddenly, in some children, saw that potential that was there all along. And they appreciated that potential, and that potential appreciated. They watered it, they shed light on it, and the seed germinated and grew. This is exactly what Marva Collins does day in and day out in school. She sees the potential that is there. She's not inventing something. She's not detached from reality. It's rather that people who don't see the potential in other people, as well as in themselves, as we'll discuss, they're not seeing the full reality. They're only seeing part of it. They're completely missing the children on the bus. And we know how easy it is to miss parts of reality, even though they're right in front of our very eyes. All it often takes is a question that takes us on a quest, and we miss what we have seen before. Whether it was research with at-risk population, whether it was the geometrical shapes, whether it's asking only negative questions about our relationship or about ourselves, or whether it's not seeing the potential that exists in just about all kids. If only we see it. And if we see it, appreciate it, we water it, we shed light on it, and it appreciates, it grows. So what Rosenthal did was simply shift their attention to something that was there all along.